Welcome to this edition of the Vanderbilt University Health and Wellness Podcast. I'm Glenn Harness with Health and Wellness. I'm here today with Dr. Melanie Swift, the Medical Director of the Occupational Health Clinic here at Vanderbilt. With summer coming up, people need to be more aware of ticks and tick bites and what to do in case you're bitten by a tick. Dr. Swift, can you tell me what diseases you can get from ticks?
Sure. You know, there's been a lot of attention to Lyme disease, and that's sort of the one that people focus on, probably because it has some serious long-term consequences. But actually, here in Tennessee, Lyme disease is highly unlikely. There are other diseases that are carried by ticks in Tennessee. Rocky Mountain spotted fever is the most serious of those, and it's carried by dog ticks and wood ticks. There are some other diseases that are less well-known, but pretty common. Ehrlichiosis is very common in Tennessee, and people typically don't know about that. It causes a disease that is characterized by fever, muscle aches, headaches, and it's sort of a flu-like syndrome. It usually doesn't have a rash, so people often don't associate it with a tick bite. They just think they have flu or something. It's carried by the Lone Star tick. There's another disease that is prevalent in the Southeast called anaplasmosis, and the symptoms are very similar. It's a flu-like illness, but it's caused by the bite of a deer tick or blackleg tick, which is the same kind of tick that carries Lyme disease. But Lyme disease is in New England and Great Lakes areas, New York and Pennsylvania, not here in the Southeast so much. What we do have here in the Southeast is a disease that looks a lot like Lyme disease in terms of the rash. It's called Southern Tick-Associated Rash Illness. It's abbreviated STARI. And it's probably responsible for what a lot of people in the Southeast have had when they thought they had Lyme disease. It's carried by the Lone Star tick, not by the deer tick. And it has that same target rash that Lyme disease has, a red area right around the bite, and then a zone of clearing, and then a ring of red around it, and quite a large area of this rash. And that illness is really mild. You may have a little fever. You typically have the rash. That's about it. And it doesn't cause the cardiac problems, the neurologic problems, or the long-term joint problems that Lyme disease can cause. So we're very fortunate in Tennessee to have this mimic instead of having real Lyme disease.
How can you prevent tick bites?
Insect repellent like DEET. Spraying your clothes with that is good. You know, when we go out, we tend to wear jeans a lot, and that's actually probably the worst thing you could wear if you're going out into the woods. Light-colored clothing, light-colored pants in particular, help you to see ticks that are crawling on your legs. And then this looks really dorky, but tucking your pants into some socks and white socks so that, again, you can see if there's a tick on them. You know, if you're out in the woods, don't worry so much about how cool you look. Go ahead and tuck your pants into your dorky white knee socks, and then you can see if ticks are on you and get them off before they crawl further and further and further up. And then most of these diseases are not transmitted immediately. The tick actually has to be attached to you for a matter of hours before they transmit disease. So you have a little time after you get back from your hike or working in the yard or walking in the woods to do a body check. Just take off your clothes, look for ticks, and bear in mind they might be really, really tiny. Some of the life stages of the tick, particularly the nymph phase, is really tiny. It's smaller than the head of a pin, and it's capable of transmitting disease. So people don't really recognize that it's a tick, even, because it's so tiny. So getting home and doing that body check or showering is very helpful because you can remove ticks before they've had enough time to transmit disease.
What should you do if you find a tick on your body?
It is important to remove the tick, and the best way to do that is with a pair of fine-tipped tweezers. Now, you can buy tick remover tweezers and special tick remover devices. Frankly, none of them work any better than just a fine-tipped tweezer. And what you want to do is you don't want to touch the tick directly with your hands, so wear gloves or use a paper towel or piece of saran wrap, something between you and the tick. And you want to pinch the fine tip tweezers below the tick's body, right at the level of your skin, and gently pull up. You don't want to pour anything on the tick. You don't want to use alcohol. You don't want to light a match to it or drip candle wax on it. All of those home remedies. And what they can actually do is harmful. They can stimulate and irritate the tick, making it transmit more saliva into you. It's actually the saliva of the tick that carries the diseases. So you don't want to irritate them and make them pump more of that into you. What you're grabbing is the mouth part of the tick and gently pulling up. You don't want to yank or twist because you may break off the mouth part. And if that happens, you just try to remove it with the tweezers. And if you can't get it out, then go see the doctor. But just a gentle pull with fine-tip tweezers is really all you need to do. Then, once you've removed the tick, put it in a plastic baggie, seal it, and hang on to it for about 10 days. Because if you become ill during that time, most of these diseases start to become symptomatic about 5 to 10 days after the bite. So if you hang on to the tick, I'd even put the date on the baggie. If you become ill, then you can take that to the doctor with you. And it makes a difference in the diagnosis because we know that certain ticks carry certain diseases and other ticks carry others. And if you can take that with you, the doctor can look and see what sort of tick it is, and that will help diagnose what you might have.
If I get a tick bite, if I've just removed a tick, should I go ahead and go see the doctor right now?
No, there's really nothing that the doctor is going to do at the time of the bite. There are certain animals that if they bite you, you need to see a doctor. You know, a deep cat bite, for instance, you pretty much always need antibiotics for that. But we don't give antibiotics prophylactically after tick bites. There's no, the risk is so low that it's not worth doing that. So all the doctor would do is educate you on things to observe for: fever, muscle aches, headache, or rash. And if you developed any of those within the time frame of about 5 to 10 days after the bite, that's when you should go to the doctor, preferably with your tick in its baggie.
All right, that's been very helpful. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments or story suggestions, please email us at health.wellness@vanderbilt.edu or visit our website, www.healthandwellness.vanderbilt.edu, and click on the podcast link.